This is Stateside. For a century, cars and trucks have had license plates, right? I mean, it's a simple piece of sheet metal stamped with some numbers and or letters, maybe something about your status as a veteran or the university you attended or that you support a cause. Well, things are changing. Michigan is going digital. The state has looked into an agreement with a startup called Reviver Auto, which makes electronic license plates. Joining us now is the CEO of Reviver Auto, Neville Boston. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So what is a digital license plate?
Digital license plate is a new innovation that allows you to register your vehicle over air through an application. It allows you to do over-air registration. It allows you to do parking and tolling. It allows you to do specialty plates. It's a way in which you can actually interact with your vehicle and your registration in the same way that you interact with the rest of your life.
So what does it actually look like? I mean, I've seen some references that it's like a Kindle screen, but you'd have it on where your license plate is now?
Yeah, in the 6x12 space. It looks like a license plate. Just nicer looking, sexier. It makes the car really stand out, I believe. But it's, for me, it's a functional way of communicating with the vehicle and with folks around you. So I think, you know, from the perspective of, you know, an amber alert or a silver alert or any kind of, you know, messaging that's actually needed, you have an opportunity to have a portal that would support that. Also, like specialty plates.
It would flash an amber alert on the license plate as you're driving.
No, it will do it when it's parked.
Okay.
We try not to distract drivers on the road. We want it to operate. When the car's in motion, it's just a license plate. But if there's, you know, messaging that's state approved, you're able to provide that information through this platform.
You mentioned tolling. Basically, it would do what the truck drivers do now. They drive through a toll or they through a scale and they just send a signal and that takes care of it. Is that the same kind of principle?
Absolutely. Yeah, the big thing for us is to have everything on one platform. So it simplifies your life. You know, you do your registration, you do it through the same platform. One of the things that's interesting that we're going to be having discussions, you know, with Secretary of State about is dealing with, you know, how you standardize maybe payments for your plates and your registration. Instead of paying yearly, you could set up and do it monthly. So I think there's smarter ways of being able to interact. And these are the types of things that you can do with this type of technology. You could work collaboratively to figure out better solutions. And that's what we're about.
One of the things I'm curious about, if this is kind of like a computer screen, how well will it hold up in the hot summers, the freezing winters, slush and sleet and road grit and everything else it's going to be exposed to?
Yeah, so we've had it on the road in California for several years. We've also had it in the road in Arizona in extreme heat, you know, back and forth. We've been testing it in Dubai, and we've run, you know, our own independent test. So it's been tested. It has a temperature range of negative 40 to 85 C, so up to all the way up to 180 degrees, and it works. We've spent time working on that because, you know, it needs to operate just like a metal license plate at a minimum.
How much more expensive would this be?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I look at it like this. You have smartphones and you have flip phones. This is not a piece of aluminum on a vehicle. It's actually a communication portal. You can use it like you use LoJack. So the actual cost of the plate for the Essential model is $499, and then for the Pro, it's
$799.
$499, yes.
That's a lot more than I'm paying right now for my steel license plate.
Well, yeah, because it's a steel license plate. I mean, you pay $1,500 for a smartphone, you'd pay $100 for a flip phone. So it just has to do with how the technology actually functions and what you're utilizing it for.
We've heard about cars getting hacked. How can these electronic license plates get hacked? Could people put, I don't know, something profane or lewd on my license plate without me wanting that?
No. So how we have it set up, so at the time of manufacturing, there's actually a secret that's put on the chip. You have to have a key that we have to unlock it. The actual information is encrypted on both ends. Think about it like an online banking session. It's extremely secure. And to my knowledge to date, I don't believe the DMV's ever been hacked. So we take privacy and your information extremely seriously. And it's something that we spend a lot of time ensuring that, you know, that it's safe and the information that's being shared is secure.
I understand you've been selling these to fleets, especially an electronic car or all-electric car in California, because apparently another kind of tracking device wouldn't keep up with it. And you're able to track these cars' mileage and things like that. Is that right?
That is correct. That is correct. We're working with the city of Sacramento on their electric, their EV fleets. We also work with WaveCar, which is a car-sharing service, and Envoy, which is another car sharing service. And then we have larger fleets like, you know, Gelati Construction and, you know, Morris Distributing and North Bay Landscaping that also utilize the product. And then we're also selling them in dealerships and pro shops like Allen Ed. So we have them in several different arenas through several different channels.
So how much power does this use? I mean, if I'm going to leave my car sitting at the airport for a week, am I going to come back and find out that my battery's drained because of this thing being on?
No, that's actually one of the beauties of the technology. So we're using a bi-stable technology akin to your Kindle. The reason why we use this technology is that there's no ambient draw to the vehicle whatsoever. So you could have the plate on a vehicle for 10 years and you would be able to come back and start your car, you know, no problem, as long as you, you know.
As long as your battery was still going.
Battery.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So there's no ambient draw.
So Michigan's made it legal to use these. You've been in talks with the state of Michigan. How soon are we likely to see these on the road in this state?
Yeah, so we're going to be meeting with the new Secretary of State and her staff in the next couple months, and you know we'll be rolling it out from there. So I would venture fairly soon, and you know I'll definitely let you know exactly you know when we start you know deploying them. But you know we're going to be working through those channels to figure out you know a release schedule. But we're super excited about Michigan, excited about the new governor, about the new Secretary of State. You know, it's just like it's been a really good, positive working relationship.
Neville Boston is the chief executive officer of Reviver Auto, makers of digital license plates. Michigan was the first state to pass a law allowing them. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you.